From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And, Mike, the ovations get louder every week. Four wins in a row. You had three drives, three touchdowns to start the game. Wow. Impressive. What a way to set the tone.
Wow. Yeah, that was great. We've been taking the ball to start the game here the last couple of weeks, and just all about trying to, get the tempo of the game up quicker. I thought our guys were sharp really the first three quarters. I mean, the offense, defense, and special teams, but the offense with Aaron Rodgers definitely set the tempo.
Mike, and speaking of that, while the offense is opening up, three possessions, three touchdowns, the defense during the first quarter, three and outs, a total collective effort getting you off to a great start, huh?
No doubt about it. I mean, that's the way, you'd like to start like that every week. Just the ability to dominate the line of scrimmage. This was a football team, Carolina, we had a lot of respect for. They're built strong up front. Our players just got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, the preparation throughout the week was excellent, and they carried it to to Sunday, and it went exactly the way you'd like it to go.
Aaron Rodgers, second best quarterback rating of his career, three touchdowns, three incompletions, and you said it after the game. He's almost playing better, if not better, than his MVP year. What a play!
Well, I mean, I don't know why people keep trying to compare. I mean, he's playing great right now. We're getting better as an offense, and that's really what's exciting about, I think, our whole football team. We got a lot of good football ahead of us. We've done some really good things here the last couple of weeks, but to a man, we all know that we can be better. So, and that's what we need to apply as we get ready for the Saints.
Mike, just dominating from the get-go in the game. I wondered, is coaching with a commanding lead, it's kind of a different kind of challenge, but is it a challenge at all? I mean, it's a challenge you'd like, but is it a challenge when you get a commanding lead like that?
Well, I think the whole game's a challenge. I mean, it's definitely a preferred challenge. I mean, because it's, it's, that team's a good team too. And you see momentum swinging games, and they had the one drive right before the half, and the punt there probably could have pinned them back. So there's all those little things that you can learn from, just in the field position, because that's how you get better. I think the biggest thing for us is when you do make substitutions in the fourth quarter, we need to we got to keep our standard of play up.
Nine different receivers had receptions against the Panthers. Is that, Mike, when you know that the offense is really clicking on all cylinders, when Aaron is spreading the ball basically to everybody that you have?
Well, I mean, it's, statistically, that's what you're looking for. And Aaron does a great job of just, running the offense. So he took advantage of what was there. The way they played us, I thought he had excellent command. We had to, pretty much other than two plays where, we had a breakdown here or there. I mean, it was flawless.
Mike, let's talk about the running game a little bit. Both Eddie Lacy, James Starks averaged better than five a carry. And the thing about Eddie in particular, some of his shorter runs or after a catch, there was one example of this, it took like a half a dozen Panthers to get him down. Might not have gone a long way, but it took a half a dozen guys to get him down.
Yeah, I mean, Lance doesn't probably understand this, but we actually grade the tape and we have our own set of statistics. And Eddie actually broke 16 tackles, by our count in the game. That's just that's dominant. I mean, just the ability to continue to keep the play alive. And I think our run blocking unit, particularly our linemen, are doing a great job extending plays and finishing. And that's what you look for.
The run defense allowed Carolina's running backs only 67 yards rushing. Is that more getting to what you want to see out of them? Or is that an area that you look at and you grade the tape and say maybe a little bit of improvement there, but more to go? How do you look at that, Mike?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, the score is 35-3 with 7 minutes left in the game. So then there was some production after that. And that's a little bit, part of the situation. What was their approach at the end of the game? When you're behind it that much, are you going to throw the ball and try to get in a two-minute offense? Are you going to run the ball? So, there's some yards that came after that. But to that point, I thought we were dominant as a run defense.
Mike, you said the key words run blocking an answer ago, and I got to get this in here. Jordy Nelson had a big block on Eddie Lacy's touchdown run, and Randall Cobb put somebody on his back on James Starks' touchdown run.
Yeah, those are highlight tape type things. I'm sure you'll be seeing those, you know, over and over again. But yes, our perimeter is doing a great job. You know, we made a commitment for, you know, our receivers to go in and dig out their safeties this week, and they did a great job.
All right, next up, our special guest. He's a guy on the line, LaTroy Guyon. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.